And it's going to cover these points. Test plan, how did we address it? Behavioral modeling, how did we do it? What other characteristics? How did we achieve parallelizing of the effort? The automated test, using the test infrastructure, absolutely no waveforms. If you think you're going to be able to do system tests, you're looking at waveforms, don't kid yourself, it's not the place to look at it. There's so much more information. There's no way you can decide whether it was successful or not using it waveforms. It has to be fully automated. One of the points which I will not expand in this presentation, but I want to mention is source control, source control, source control, source control. If you're not using RCS or SCCS or CVS or any of those more fancy version control like ClearCase or Continuous, do. You're asking for trouble, especially at a system level. Which revision or which version of the ASIC did I use to recreate this problem? You're talking files that's going to come from, let's say you involve six ASICs. That's six times four designers. We're talking 24 designers there, plus maybe 1.5 the time in verification people. So you're talking a huge team. You're not going to do that without revision control. And also, how do you achieve directed and random tests?